Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sexcapades. This is Sylvie Jones, and I would love to welcome you to my show. More than that, I am so happy to be able to tell you my stories and tell you so many funny, erotic, and interesting encounters that I've had over the last 30 years. A little bit about myself. I am a 6'3 African-American black male. Most would say I'm probably overly attractive, definitely a 9 or 10 on most people's scales, but that's always in the eyes of the beholder, and I've been turned down as most have. And, of course, there'll be a story of those encounters also. But through my life, since 13, when I actually reached the height of 6'3", I've experienced a ton of sexual encounters and opportunities with lovely women around the country and around the world, and I wanted to share them, so I thought I would do it in a book, but I actually figured, why not just do a podcast? So here I am. It's funny to talk about myself because I once was this lanky, tall kid with curly hair, and then I put on muscle and I became this stud of a guy, and then I gained a little extra weight and I became the teddy bear type of guy. So there's a ton of stories to be told from different perspectives, and there's always a lesson to be learned. So let's get into our first story today, and it just so happens to be my first time. So once upon a time, before I was Sobey Jones, and I have to be honest, I was about 12 years old, hadn't actually hit 6'3 yet. I was about 5'10", 5'11", and I was no bigger than 125, 130 pounds. I lived in a city in North New Jersey, and in most urban areas during the time when I was coming up, something called 5%ers were introduced, and that was a division of Islam, but really catered to the urban youth. So every young black male at the time thought he was a god and went by this variation of Clarence X, and everybody came up with this creative name, and mine happened to be Kid at the time, which stood for King Islam Divine. I used to hang out with a group of guys that lived about a mile and a half from where I actually lived. By chance, they just, as I got older, close to my teenage years, I just tended to venture away from my block. So I would normally hang with these guys on Brewer Place. So one day I was headed in that direction, and it was right before my 13th birthday, so it was late March, early April, but it was definitely a warm day. And I was going to a friend's house, and before I got there, I actually ran into a good, I don't want to call him a friend. He just happened to be a guy that kind of liked me. He respected that I was a straight-A student, but at the same time, well, I was cool. I was in this little gang called the Bowery Boys, and, you know, I was just kind of that all-around little kid, even at a young age. And, he was a good guy, and at the time he was like 16, maybe 17. Not even sure what grade he was in. He actually played on a football team, on the bigger group than I did, but on the same same football league type team, and we just connected. So anyway, on my way there, I walked past his house, and I actually said, "Oh, let me check in on him." So I knocked on his door, and no answer. But then I heard something in the backyard, and he was in the backyard. So I walked around, and, you know, we're talking early 80s at the time, very early 80s, and people just walked around, maneuvered. Most people had a beware of dog sign. In this case, he had a dog, but I knew the dog, so I wasn't too scared, so I just walked to his backyard and opened up the fence, and he was sitting back there. I walked in, and I saw him sitting, and he was sitting with this young lady. And first and foremost, through most of my stories, you'll learn that Sad But True. I don't remember a ton of the names of the ladies, and if I do, I wouldn't share them anyway. I mean, just for the sake of who they are. But in this case, I definitely cannot remember this young lady's name. And I know you're saying, wow, that was your first time, and you don't even remember her name. Ironically, I don't. And when you hear the story, it's more amazing that I don't. But I walked into the backyard, and he turned around, saw me. He was like, oh, what up, kid? What up? And I was like, yo, original, what's good, baby? He's like, yo, come on with that. And when I saw him, he was sitting with this young lady. And just to FYI, she was that 15-year-old, 16-year-old. I'm not sure exactly how old she was, but we're going to go with 15. And she was the one that everybody talked about. Like, oh, I want her so bad. She's so cute. She was caramel complexion, long hair down her back. Nice body. At 15, she had already started growing adult-sized breasts. Had a nice, tight ass that always poked out no matter what she was wearing. And the cutest legs and feet. Just everything a young boy could imagine. And just a pretty smile and a pretty demeanor about her. So when I saw her, I was kind of tongue-tied because here I am, a 12-year-old kid. Not even a teenager yet, and I had a crush on a girl that I really didn't know. So my guy original that I actually went to see, he was talking to her, and I didn't expect anything less from him. He was that cool guy, sold a little bit of weed at the time, and he was an athlete. He was a nice-looking guy, and he just had that reputation of being the cool kid in the early 80s. So I mean, I expected that from him. So I came back, and he's talking to me, and we talked for about 5 minutes until he one said, so what's up, man? You got a girl or something? I said, man, I ain't got a girl. And he was like, you know, what's up with that? I said, you know, I'm a player, and I'm talking as if I'm cool as young boys do. But the fact is, yo, I was 12. And while I might have had a little girlfriend in school, we weren't doing anything. He was like, oh, man, you getting some? And he might have said, are you fucking? I'm trying to be nice. And I'm like, you know what? I am. And I started laughing. He said, you playing? You playing? He said, yo, you a virgin. And he's saying all of this in front of the young lady. And she's looking at him like, why are you doing that? Why are you talking to him like that? And I said, man, I'm good, I'm good. So he laughs and he jokes. So him and the young lady must have been better, more than friends, because then he looks at her. He was like, yo, you think she attractive? I said, oh, she's gorgeous. She smiles, but she still doesn't speak. He was like, yo, you should hook my man up. She was like, man, get the fuck out of here. He was like, nah, for real, for real. She was like, yo, he a nice-looking dude. Said, no, you ain't got to do much with him. And I saw him, and he winked at her. Like to say, I'm fucking with you. Just, you know, get him happy. But she kind of looked at him like, I ain't playing with you. But ironically, he kept on. So for 5 minutes, he was like, I don't even know why you don't just make my man's day, take care of him, so-and-so. And inevitably, he said, sure, you should just take him back into the little shed. So they had a little shed that had his father's lawnmower, bikes, and just random crap that people back in the 80s would just leave in the shed in the backyard. He said, you should take him in the shed and just let him have fun for 5 minutes. She looked at me, and I kind of looked real embarrassed. I don't know. I mean, I'm black, so I can't say I was turning red, but I just probably looked more ashamed, like, man, I'm ready to go kind of personality. And you know what? She looked at me. She was like, all right, come on. And I was shocked out of my mind. I was so shocked that I didn't know what to do. So he looked at me. He was like, go ahead, kid. Go ahead. So I'm like, bet. I'm trying to be cool. I start walking to the shed. I forget about her. So I walk into the shed, and I'm like, I'm a fucking fool. She's not coming in. So she finally actually comes in about 30, 40 seconds later, which really felt like an eternity. And she comes in, And she was like, yo, what you want to do? And I'm like terrified. I'm like, I don't know what to do. And she smiled at me. And I just grabbed her hand. And she grabbed my hand back, and I'm like, what? And ironically, my dick started to get rock hard. Like, immediately, and I'm like, oh, shit. And she came next to me. She was like, you're a virgin? I said, yeah, I'm a virgin. Because I really didn't have no reason to lie to her. And actually, if I felt like if I told her a lie, and she would call me out on it and it wouldn't go right, she was like, you don't have to ever rush yourself. She was like, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. So I looked at her, I said, nah, I want to do it. And I said, I want to do it with you. I said, ever since I first saw you, I thought you were beautiful. And she smiled. And I guess at that moment, I kind of touched something in her because she kissed me on my lips real soft. What she didn't realize was that I was kissing, and I wasn't lying. I had a lot of girls, but you know, at 12, 11, 12, all you doing at the most is kissing. But I was a kisser. I was a grinder. I was a, you know, do all the things I can do type guy. So I started kissing her back, and I grabbed her by the back of the neck, and my eyes were closed, but I opened up, and I saw her looking at me like, oh, shit, oh, shit. So I started kissing her harder, and I reached down and I grabbed her on her ass, and I started caressing her ass, and she came closer to me, and she started making some noise, so I reached down and kissed her on her neck, and back then the hickeys went in style. So while I'm kissing her on her neck, I reached down and I lift her up. And I sit her on top of the table or workbench that was in there. And I'm still kissing. And we're groping as young kids do because I'm so accustomed to being in the bushes or in the hallway of school panty rubbing. And I hear her start moaning a little bit more. And then I do what I have never done before. And I reach down into her pants, touch her clit. At the time, I'm just searching because I've never done this before. And it felt so hot and warm. I could feel my dick throbbing. And she moaned when I touched it. And it was kind of out of shock to her. Her eyes opened wide. And all I could do was kiss her harder and just go for everything I had.